This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, top stories of the day. We got Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson in studio. That's not the top story of the day. This one is a former Alabama football player faces charges of wire fraud and identity theft after he allegedly used wigs and fake driver's licenses to impersonate NFL players for the purpose of securing nearly $20 million in loans, according to federal court records. This is a story from ESPN. Prosecutors allege that Luther Davis pretended to be three different NFL players from May 23 until October 24 to secure loans from multiple lending agencies. The players whose identities were allegedly used: Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael's best friend Michael Penix Jr., former Cleveland Browns tight end David Njoku, and Green Bay Packers safety Xavier McKinney, according to a report. It sucks. It's illegal. It's bad. But you got to respect the wig game. You got to respect the hustle, at least. I mean, at least he's... Yeah, this is like a 1980s movie kind of deal.
So he even got fake IDs of the players.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
And wigs.
Like, NFL players need to get, LifeLock?
LifeLock.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Got to lock it down. Yeah, this is Big Hub says, well, Penix wears a do-rag most of the time, so how did he get away with that? Well, maybe he wore a do-rag. I don't know.
He wears it all the time.
That's enough to get it, too? Like, obviously, the driver's license is there, but if he didn't have the driver's license and he's just wearing the wig, clearly I'm David Njoku.
Well,
you can see my hair.
I just wonder about Njoku. Who's making that wig? That must be a very good wig person, because... That's some hair Njoku has going on.
So, like, does he go to the bank and he just dresses up and he wears a wig and has a fake driver's license?
And, like, what was the game plan here? Like, yeah, great first half game plan. Secure the money. How are you going to pay back?
Yeah,
like,
right.
We put it all
maybe
on black.
Starting a business. Like, maybe he's starting a wig company.
Maybe. Maybe.
They work.
You think he, like, shows up wearing their jersey?
Yeah. And he's like, look. I am him. I'm wearing Michael Penix Jr.'s. Look at the back.
You guys ever hear a story like this and go, boy, nothing's as secure as you think it is? Because you sit down there, all it took was a couple fake IDs and a wig, and they got over $4 million in loans.
Yeah, $20
million. $20
million. Tanner, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Yeah. Security theft is no joke, Mike.
The court documents state that none of the players had authorized the loans and that fake email accounts were created without their knowledge. This is a wild one.
MichaelPenix@gmail.com.
I'm really Michael Penix at Hotmail.
Oh, yeah, MichaelPenix9@gmail. Yeah, something like that's crazy, dude. You would think that banks would be better than that.
Yeah. Well, he wore a wig. I mean, when you're like the cops are questioning the banker, he's like, well, yeah, he had a wig and he was wearing a jersey. So clearly it was that guy. Had to be.
Well, yeah.
And he's just going to banks in Alabama? Like,
I guess.
None of these people are...
I'm very confused.
Faith says, this is wild. How did he get their socials? Crazy. That wig must be in Hollywood because they have some hair.
How do you... I don't understand this at all.
And
Shady lenders would be my guess, too.
Do NFL players, like, go to the bank and take out loans?
No, I would
like.
Imagine
you
so,
think
Mike.
So?
That's kind of how banks work.
Well,
but why would they take out a loan?
They have money to just
They're pretty rich.
I don't know.
Yeah,
especially
but some of them
guys.
Lose
they
don't pay their money
they
real
don't
quick.
Pay it all for cash. Yeah, like I'm sure they still need, you know, that borrowing power. Yeah, they've got that much money. They've got borrowing power. They probably just do that and pay back the loan instead of just losing it all lump sum because they've probably got it in an annuity account. Let me teach you a little something about money here, Mike. Yeah.
This is a wild
it's
one.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the Social Security question, that is a hell of a question.
To convince lenders they were he was the three players, the court documents allege that Davis and Evans created fabricated personal financial statements, Secretary of State documents, and bank statements for companies purportedly operated by the players.
Yeah, they're going to prison for a long time.
He would dress up in disguise and impersonate the players.
So they're facing 20 years of prison each?
Wow. Fake driver's license to fool the lenders and the notary public. Federal prosecutor stated Davis allegedly wore makeup and a wig to impersonate Njoku during a recorded video conference to close. I'm going to need to see that video. Video conference to close a loan for a $4 million note on January 22nd.
Did Njoku just get burnt really bad? Did David Njoku not just
get burnt pretty bad here?
Yeah. am I wrong in that?
I don't remember.
Because I thought he was wearing the okay, I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure that was the case.
Faith says speaks that these lenders don't know football because how do you know the game and not know that this guy isn't them? Well, they wear helmets, Faith. You can't see him all.
David Njoku suffered significant second degree burns on his face and arm in September of 2023.
He's had a rough go.
So, like, is that the makeup that they were doing? Was like the burns?
Oh, I don't know. That would be
insane. Yeah.
Again, dedication. To get this done.
You know they'll be in there for like 6 months.
There was at least 13 fake loans for more than $19.8 million.
Yeah, they won't be. I mean, maybe I'm going to say 3 years. 3 years out of the 20 that they'll get. White collar crimes. They do not care. It's just money. It's crazy to me.
That's an insane story. That's just wild.
Just wigs.
How about this one? The San Diego Padres are on the verge of being sold for a record price of $3.9 billion.
Okay. Good.
To Jose Felencio, co-owner of Chelsea Football Club, and his wife, Kwanzaa Jones, a source confirmed to ESPN on Friday.
That'll be good. I'm sure they have no money at all to spend on players.
So the previous price for a team was $2.4 billion. Now it's $3.9 billion. So, baseball's healthy, I guess.
Or California. That's disgusting. Well,
San Diego's a pretty popular destination for vacations and stuff. Like, I think that would be a cool stadium to go see.
$3.9 billion.
That's,
why would you want to buy a team in the NL West, though? Like, no matter how rich you are, you're not as rich as the Dodgers.
Well, maybe the only team available at the time, right?
Maybe they are as rich as
although
the
A's are kind of
yeah. Why would you not go buy like go buy the Kansas City Royals,
well, the
Minnesota Twins,
for sale last year?
Right, go buy one of those and just spend all the money and make it a powerhouse.
Yeah,
no one wants to live in Minnesota.
Speaking of money, Texans
nice
and
in the summer.
All-Pro defensive end Will Anderson Jr. have agreed to a historic 3-year, $150 million contract extension to make him the highest-paid non-quarterback. So that surpasses Micah Parsons on his deal.
Are we going to see the pendulum swing back where these guys stop getting that absorbent amount of money? Because you're seeing it now, like, aside from the quarterback position and probably that position, a pass rusher, it's easier just to get okay guys and surround them around two elite guys, and making sure you've got money to assign those elite guys is huge.
Well, at some point, the salary cap is going to get maxed out, right? Like, it's not going to get to a point where we just continue to raise that. What I see probably happening in the future is there's going to be like a salary cap for each position. Like this position's salary cap is like quarterbacks. It's $55 million. That's the most you can pay a quarterback.
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
Well, it's making the Broncos look pretty good getting that deal done with Nick Benito when they did.
Yeah, correct.
They just keep beating teams to the punch here. When the price isn't at its highest, they're signing guys at the right time.
Which is that's the gamble, though, right? That's also what burnt George Payton with the Russell Wilson contract because he hadn't seen him play. So you're gonna swing.
That
and
was
miss
a weird
some.
Deal, though.
You're gonna swing and miss on some, though. I mean, Benito comes out this year after that contract they gave him, and he doesn't do anything at all. You're like, oh my god, we just way overpaid. You're gonna have a couple of those, but you got to remember these home runs that they've hit as well.
The Russell Wilson one was weird because basically you already traded for him, traded everything for him, and then the agents coming in putting pressure on George, saying essentially, if we don't get a contract extension, my client is not going to be happy, and he's not going to be probably very happy in the locker room that he was barely in. So if you're George, you know, you could say, well, then I wouldn't have done it. Well, you already traded everything.
Yeah.
So you can't not play him. You have to try to make him happy. That was a tough spot for George Payton to be in, really.
I hate Russell Wilson so much.
You say he's a weirdo. We don't want him in the locker room anyway.
Yeah.
Which he didn't. He had his own office.
Correct. He had his own office, his own personal coach. He had all this. That was disgusting.
And I think there's a big difference in between doing that with these young players like Benito and somebody like Wilson.
Who's established. Yeah. Did he play himself out of the Hall of Fame in your guys' mind?
I think he did.
Yeah, I don't
know. I don't know how the Hall of Fame works anymore, though.
If Eli Manning didn't get in, Russell Wilson shouldn't get in. Just throwing it out there.
Eli will get in. According to how they do it, he shouldn't be in, though.
No, he absolutely should be.
We've had this conversation before.
And
Brady's right.
It's just, is he Joe Montana?
Yeah.
Is he John Elway?
Yeah.
That's the question
probably,
you have to ask.
Probably better.
Is he in that category?
He's probably better than both of them combined.
No.
Yeah. Especially John Elway. Especially John Elway.
Well,
I don't think Elway makes it in today's game.
Microphone number four.
Michael's
going to
take a break and go home to his shrine in his closet. I'm sorry, John. They didn't mean that. I'm not going to hurt you.
I need more orange candles for that shrine.
It's got a little voodoo doll. He's just caressing it.
It's very creepy.
It's okay, John.
I saw that for the first time, it was very creepy.
I think Russell, he hasn't signed anywhere, right? He's done now, right? Russell Wilson's not going to get another shot, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like...
Somebody will pick him up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still probably a good backup quarterback.
He's a locker room cancer.
Yeah, he's such a weird guy that putting him in the locker room, even if you have a young quarterback and you're hoping that he's going to help him a little bit,
no.
He's too weird.
Yeah. Whatever happened with the fraud with his charity thing, that kind of just went quietly, didn't it?
Refresh my memory.
Wasn't there alleged fraud that they were taking a certain percentage?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything
about
that.
That kind of went quiet, right?
And it's also, money, so they don't care.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Also, Aaron Rodgers still hasn't signed, has he? Did I miss it?
Correct.
No. He hasn't signed.
Is he going
to
play?
I think the Steelers are waiting to see how this draft goes, and then if it doesn't go well for them at quarterback, then he's probably going
to
be
back. It would make... The only sense, really, that he goes back to the Steelers.
Yeah.
For one more year, yeah. Yeah, with Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, they have the relationship. McCarthy's already spoken about how cool it would kind of be to have Aaron Rodgers again.
When he retires, my childhood is officially over and dead. He is I'm way younger than both of you guys. When he retires, my childhood is dead and gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on the distance. We learned that.
You have less hair.
Depending on the distance. I am faster than you in short.
If I stretched more, I would have been able to. I'm still dealing with pain from that. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's still like, I don't want to do that.
I would have had to have warmed up for 20 minutes to make sure my hamstring didn't pop.
I barely stretched, and at the end of it, it was like, that felt odd.
Yeah. No, you didn't think I would be as close as I was there.
I didn't. No. I thought I would smoke you.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
But I didn't stretch. So next up, if I stretch.
Okay, let's go now.
No, I already pulled it,
It's slick out there, man. Yeah. I'm trying to run in cowboy boots.
I'm fine.
Snow?
I can't run in snow.
I'm 97% sure that hamstring would pop if we did it right now. That's
I couldn't go. I seriously couldn't go that fast right now. It's a bad thing, man. Getting old is not fun. Right, Mike?
Yeah. My knees hurt.
Who is
both of them? They just hurt so bad.
Is he the oldest out of the three of you guys?
100%.
Well, I know you.
I am the oldest. Yes.
How old is Mike?
Do you mind?
I'm in my 40s.
Well, so is Mike.
Yeah.
Mid 40s.
I'm in the mid 40s.
Upper 43. Mid
43. He's 43.
Oh yeah, you're older.
Oh, I'm older than you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Micah has looked the exact same since I started here a decade ago.
It actually is kind of a compliment to you.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, the starting point wasn't great.
Starting point wasn't great. The belly has gotten a little bigger.
Dude, I looked in the mirror the other day. I'm like, we got to do something about this, Tanner.
That's what
it lasted 3 days.
Tanner always gives me a hard time. Like I told him when we went golfing on Saturday, I said, Tanner, like I've started going to the gym again, and I'm going, you know, at least three times a week.
Yeah.
And I had lost 4 pounds, and he was like, just giving me a hard time. And I'm like, Tanner, when I was your age, I didn't look like this, and you already do, like, you know.
Correct.
Yes, Michael. Yeah.
Well, I've actually started going to the gym, too, and that's what I call my refrigerator, the gym.
Hmm.
But I'm...
That's my friend Jimmy. Call back.
No, you can't try to save that terrible joke with another funny thing that we've done over the years.
That was pretty good.
No, it was a desperate...
He at least realized that he was bombing.
Totally
and he goes,
flop sweat comedian right there. That's what happened right there. Bombed, so I'm going to go back to the well.
I'll have you know that one of the jokes that I told you guys that
what was the joke
that
Mike?
You guys hated was actually liked by professional comedians. So you guys suck.
What was the joke?
What was the joke, Mike?
Oh,
was it appropriate?
Yeah, why
it
does was. The War Department? Why does the War Department hire comedians?
Because they're good at bombing.
Because they're used to bombing.
Ah, bad comedians. You got to throw bad comedians in. We'll get there, Mike. We'll get there. We'll keep.
And working. A real comedian liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, can I use it? And I said, yes.
If his story is true, this comedian has like...
sold that joke, Mike.
Has like 400,000 followers on X. The gal.
The comedian that liked the joke, you should have sold that to her. You should have said, yeah, for $50.
Well, you should have just played in traffic because your life's not getting better. Like, that's the high point right there, man.
No, I'm not going to play in traffic. My life's going to get better because the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. There it is.
Out of nowhere.
E-break. Right
just
there. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Shot the duck out of the sky right there. That's exactly
yeah,
what
yeah, shot the duck out of the sky because I hate the Oregon duck.
For you guys, is this the hand signal?
Yeah, that means stop talking. You've gone too long in
gone
this
too
segment.
Long, and yet I control the microphone.
Yeah, I know. And the rules we've created don't really
I'm
work.
I'm going to say something controversial here, if you don't mind. It's your show. Well, sorry, Micah. It's your show.
Okay.
I'm going to say something a little controversial. Micah, as co-host... I think you should be able to pick the movies that go to the ballot. I think for the Brady and Micah review
movies during the summer because there's not as much sports going on in Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And I actually have that memorized. I was going to drop it. I think Micah should be able to pick the movies that go on the ballot.
Mike, we're going to start reviewing movies starting in May, sports movies.
Uh-huh.
And I am trying to put it up to a vote to the Hooligans. I'm going to get four options and put it out on X, and we vote on it. But Michael created this list and didn't do any of his other work. He just created this long list of movies he wanted to watch, and he's trying to control it. And now Tanner's siding with him.
Yeah,
I like the listeners having the choice.
Well, no,
I'm giving the listeners a choice.
He just gets to pick the four movies and go out there.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me the four movies you want me to put on X then right now, and I'll do it.
I emailed it to you like 3 weeks ago.
I'm not going to look at that. It was way too long.
Yeah. Yeah. I've ran into that same issue. I like sending them stuff, and they just go, it's way too long to read.
When did
Clearly,
you, what did
these
you...
guys have never read a book.
If the headline of the email is more than a word, then I'm already gone.
Book? Is that
when did you send it, Michael? I'm going to find it.
It was like 3 weeks ago. Check like time of day, because it was probably around 4 or 5 o'clock.
That'll do it. You guys, I mean, we are a small enough company, we don't send a lot of emails to each other.
He wants to do baseball movies in June, but he wants Rudy to be the first movie we review,
no,
which is not
see,
a baseball
no, and
movie.
I don't
because Rudy is the greatest movie, sports movie
it's not
ever.
A baseball movie.
It's not a baseball movie.
It's not a baseball movie.
I know,
movie.
But we have
this
to do it
This is why
anyway,
I took this
Rudy.
Away from him, because he wasn't even following
okay, but,
his own
hey,
rules.
Let's find some middle ground here, okay? Because I do like the effort. I mean, he took the initiative.
He did. It's a long... Look at
it
this.
It is.
That.
No, I know. You
really thought about it.
Yeah, he took the initiative. So, like, I...
Civil rights movies.
We have to. It's on Juneteenth.
Oh, no. So Rudy
is killing this show. Man.
Terrible.
Killing this country, man.
Terrible, terrible pick. Rudy sucks as a movie, first and foremost.
But I asked you to. But I asked him to give me four options. Right. He only gave me three options in these. Like you didn't even
three
give me...
options. I can come up with the fourth one. There are three options per week.
Okay,
thanks, Mike.
The Rookie.
Okay.
Is that the one with Costner?
No, it's Quaid.
Dennis
Quaid. Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah, that's a terrific movie.
It's not like one of the tops,
Dennis,
though.
I just love
Dennis
Quaid.
Are you reading the right one? Because I sent like two of them.
Okay. I dropped my pen. Okay. The Rookie versus the For the Love of the Game. Versus The Natural.
I'll tell you right now, For Love of the Game is an amazing movie.
I could watch that movie all the time.
I do watch it all the time.
It's
whenever
a great movie.
Like if I'm scrolling through one of the apps and I see it, I'm like, man, I'm going to watch it.
It's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, that's the Costner run.
Yeah.
So he's got The Rookie, For the Love of the Game, and The Natural. That was
those are two
And listeners
similar.
Vote for week one on those three.
The Natural? What's The Natural?
That's with...
Robert Redford.
Redford. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
There are better baseball movies than that out there, though.
Like, why no Major League thrown in there? Why Field
Major
of Dreams?
League is in there. That's one
Field
of the
Dreams.
That I think is week two.
Trouble with the Curve. Did
no.
You ever see?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Trouble
Maybe
with the Curve
four,
is good.
Did you write a different email? How many different emails did you send me on this?
He gets tens of emails a day.
I get 10 emails a day, Mike. You're going to have to be more specific.
I can find it during the break.
So far, I'm regretting my endorsement of you.
This is why, because it just got too complicated. Okay. He overcomplicated it.
Do you want me to send the movies to you?
Yeah.
Oh, look at his face. Like,
I worked hard on this thing. Like, I actually did some research, and I was like, I haven't seen a lot of baseball movies.
Sometimes hard work.
Is Bull Durham on there?
No.
Hard work doesn't always translate to success.
Bull Durham is on there.
When did you send me this other mystery email?
I'm going to have to go look.
I got March 11th right here. And the headline is, why don't we have listeners pick what movies we watch? Yes, we are reviewing Rudy.
No. Yes, we are reviewing
Rudy. We're absolutely not reviewing Rudy.
Yeah, I think that's...
Only if John Fort Flick says Rudy. Eight Men Out. I've had a lot of people say Eight Men Out.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, but you guys know what it's about.
No.
Like the Black... Is it the Black Sox scandal?
Oh, okay.
Is that Black Sox?
Yeah. Charlie Sheen? Yeah, Charlie Sheen and that? John Cusack? Yeah, the 1919, the Black Sox.
I could go for that.
Okay, I would be interested.
You're killing that guy over there.
I think we should put that on the list of vote for it. Like, maybe put that week one or week three.
Find your other email.
You've got to weed it down to four. You've got to go down to four. You can't have 19 on there to vote for.
No, but it's multiple weeks. Three of them.
Oh, so the whole month of...
The whole month of June is baseball.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And then... Okay. The next month would be basketball.
Well, I think we have a week or two for basketball.
Yeah.
And you guys, so you're going to do sports, money.
We're going to do a baseball series, a basketball series, football series, and then sports business movies like Moneyball and Jerry Maguire.
And there are going to be a lot more football ones, but that's going to be towards the end.
Draft day would be a sports business movie.
Okay. Yeah, Moneyball's got to be
my picks back.
I've never seen Draft Day.
It's not great. It's Kevin Costner, though. The guy could be in the worst movie in the world and still be somewhat entertaining because it's Kevin Costner.
What was the New England Patriots movie that just came out? The guy was trying to portray Bill Belichick talking about Aaron Hernandez.
Was it 80 for Brady?
Yeah. Or,
no.
I want to put 80 for Brady on there.
It would be like, went away fast, too. I'm like, what even is this?
All these 80-year-old women that are just...
They just want to go see...
People choose 80 for Brady and stick that day.
Yeah.
I'll run the board.
I don't want to see that movie at all. That's definitely
I'm going to make so many accounts to vote for.
Yeah, dude. I've got access to all of KFK socials. We're voting for that one.
Okay, so are we comfortable putting... I need one more baseball movie then. The Rookie, For the Love of the Game, and The Natural.
I
think Bull Durham should be in there.
Bull Durham should be in there.
Yeah.
Durham is in there. So we're going to go...
But that's under sports comedy.
I think Trouble with the...
You broke it down into comedies, too, huh?
Yeah, so I have sports, more dramatic ones, and sports comedies, then more dramatic, then more comedy.
Did you send this?
I'm kind of on what Mike is doing, honestly. Like,
you're on what he's smoking. Yeah,
you control it. You just let me know the movies I'm putting up for vote.
No, don't give that much away. No,
Dancing, I...
Except for Rudy.
Listeners, if you have some ideas, throw them out and I'll put them in.
We have to compromise, though. No Rudy. You get control, but no Rudy.
Rudy.
No.
Rudy. Deal or no deal. Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal right now. Shake on it.
No Rudy, but you get control.
You get control, creative control of this amazing segment that no one's ever thought to do.
Or you might get Rudy, but get no control.
You get zero control.
Take the deal, Mike.
Rudy would be every week.
Take the deal.
I would take the deal if I were you.
If you don't take it, though, there's a possibility listeners could vote Rudy into it.
And you still might not get Rudy either way, and no control.
I'm leaning towards control.
And no Rudy?
Shake on it.
Take it. You got it. 3, 2, 1.
Shake on it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be on the podcast.
My wife just texted me that you need like a bowling week so you can have Kingpin on there.
Bowling's not a real sport, but like there's a sport. Week.
Well, you
there should
do
be
some
a week for like
July,
not
too.
Real sports.
You could split like have bowling versus golf or something.
Maybe we shouldn't put it in categories.
I don't think
there should be a golf week. I think
there's
I put
a
golf
good
week.
Golf movies.
There's a lot of good. Actually, I love golf. Movies.
You need to watch Happy Gilmore too.
No.
And that's not one that I would put on there, but.
Yeah, well, just watch it anyway.
So maybe
Happy
we
Gilmore
shouldn't
2
do
is
categories.
A rehash of Happy Gilmore.
Here's an idea. Just take one from each category each week. And let the list, it could be baseball, it could be football, it could be whatever. And just take one from each category each week.
Yeah, I like that.
Does that work, Mike? Is that good
and
with you?
And Rudy.
You gave up Rudy.
Changing it again. So
Rudy
that
has
voids
been banished.
No, let him control it. Give me four movies where I'm putting up for a vote on Twitter, and I will start that way. Just give me the four.
I don't have them listed in front of me.
You had The Rookie, For the Love of the Game, and The Natural, and we want to do Bull Durham.
Do you want to trans?
No, the one with the Dirty Hateful Eight or whatever it's called.
Eight Men Out.
This better be good.
So you guys are going back to
all of
the same sport? You guys are going back to that?
We might have to pay for it.
Why don't you take us to a break and we'll find four movies collaboratively. We'll each present a movie if you're fine with this.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't mind being in for the segment. I'm inviting myself in.
Oh, that's up to Michael. I'm sorry.
Mom's popcorn?
Tanner,
Mom's
those popcorn? Pringles that you had during the break.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
All of them?
No, not all of them. Three of them?
Let's take a break.
He's not enough.
Let's take a break.
What button was he hitting so hard?
I don't know what he's doing back there.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know. It's the whole
Friday,
show.
Baby.
It's off the rails. We will talk some Nuggets, though. We got to talk some Nuggets, T-Wolves, and some Avalanche Kings coming up here in a moment. Also, David Roddy going to join us in about an hour. Looking forward to that conversation. We'll be right back.
Four Saturdays. Four code words. One big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman, Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Okay, Mike, explain the rules. Faith's wanting to know. So are you only reviewing one movie, the one people vote of the four choices in each sport? Explain it, Mike. This is your show now.
Well, I was... Stop it, phone.
Michael, your phone's going off.
My phone's going off. I was thinking that we have one week we do a certain sport, and then we have several movies go up against each other. The first week I was thinking was doing a dramatic baseball movie, and then the second one was going to be a comedic baseball movie.
Okay. So a dramatic...
There are so many baseball movies.
A dramatic baseball movie. A dramatic baseball movie. Okay. So would you allow Mike and myself to participate in picking a dramatic baseball movie for vote?
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be an acceptable idea because, Mike, you have great opinions, and Tanner, you have opinions.
Okay.
Tanner, you agreed with me. You have great opinions.
Give me the four choices right now.
Okay. Mike, go ahead. Do you have a dramatic baseball movie?
Yeah, For Love of the Game is one of my top baseball movies, and
haven't
it's dramatic,
seen it.
So it's fantastic.
Okay. I'm going to go with Trouble with the Curve.
Haven't seen it.
Clint Eastwood and is it Amy Adams? In that? I think it's Amy.
Justin Timberlake.
Go Broncos.
Isn't he in it?
No, I don't know. Oh, maybe.
All right, so we got For the Love of the Game, Trouble with the Curve. What else?
I'm going to say The Natural.
The Natural. And then...
Haven't seen it.
John Ford Cinema recommended the 8 Men Out, if you wanted to go that route. Or it's your pick. It's your pick, Brady. Yeah, let him pick. Talking to the microphone.
We've had a lot of people say, is it 8 Men Out?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
Well, and now, asterisk, we will have to find a way to stream it.
8 Men Out is on Amazon Prime.
Okay, cool.
Or Apple TV for $3.99.
Okay, I'm posting this right now. Starting a new segment next week called Brady and Michael Review Sports Movies because there's not as much going on in the summer.
Oh, yeah, Justin Timberlake is in that one that I recommend.
That's welcome. John Goodman is also.
Yeah.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Go Broncos.
Okay, there it is.
Apparently, she's a Broncos fan. Okay, so that's where we're going first.
Okay, so we can all
go
vote.
Vote. on my X account at Hull Show. Follow me there and vote, and we'll see which one. Whoever wins the vote on X is the movie we're reviewing, Michael.
Trouble with the Curve has 100% of the votes right now.
Because you just voted on
it. Yeah, I was the first one. It's been posted 17 seconds.
Tanner, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Now, as someone who has access to all the socials, can you cheat on this?
No. No, you can't.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, would I be able to pay you to allow me to review Rudy?
No. Yeah, you could. Yeah,
you've already agreed that it's not going
to
be part of
it. It goes to the listeners.
Yeah.
And if the listeners / Tanner wanted to cheat...
I'm cheating now. I'm using all the KFKX accounts.
That sucks. That's a cheaty. That's pretty cheaty there. All right, 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Nuggets, Timberwolves, Mike. Of the two teams we have, the Nuggets and the Avalanche. Which playoffs are you more excited to see?
The Avalanche.
Really, I'm more of a hockey guy than you are a basketball guy.
The NBA is just kind of a joke to me, honestly.
Oh, that's sad.
I kind of pay attention to the Nuggets when it gets to be like Western Conference Finals, but other than that, not a big NBA guy.
Yeah, the regular season was real bad this year. I mean, the regular season was really bad in the NBA.
There's definitely some things the NBA's got to do, but I think football or playoffs, it's a different beast.
I agree completely. The first round, more excited for the first round, more excited for the Denver Nuggets because I think there's a higher probability of them getting
bounced. Yeah, the Avs should get through the Kings pretty quick, right?
Yeah, the Kings just don't score. I mean, they do not have a good offense. And so I would imagine, I was really hoping it was Anaheim because I was going to hammer the overs in every one of those games because Anaheim plays no defense at all, but they've got some offense. The Kings are just a low scoring, muck it up, try and make it ugly game. So I think it's going to be a huge series for the Valeri Nichushkins, the Nazem Kadris, the Gabriel Landeskogs, those bigger guys. I think they're going to have to be huge to match that physicality from the Kings.
Do you worry about the power play at all? Like the fact that they were... whatever, 26th during the season?
They got better.
They were top five post Olympic break. So they figured something out. There's too much damn talent there. But it is what cost them the series against the Dallas Stars last year. So in Bednar, if he doesn't win it this year, I think the Avs probably have a new head coach.
I changed my stance on that after the dude got hit with a puck. There's no way. And he didn't even make, according to players, like he didn't even make a sound.
Yeah.
He didn't even.
Just took it like
He
man.
Just took it, man.
He just said,
that's something that happens so fast that you probably you don't have time to really react.
I guess. They said the sound it made was like a puck hitting up against a board or something. It was just bad.
Yeah, I think.
So I'm re-signing him.
I think the Avs are. I think they'll roll through the Kings. Shouldn't be any issues there. The NHL playoffs. You know, we talk a lot about the issues of the NBA, but the NHL playoffs. Mike and I were talking about this off the air. It is just so dumb how it is set up because the three best teams in the Western Conference are the Avs, the Stars, and the Wild. And the fact that the Stars and the Wild are playing in the first round,
and then the
is
Avs
a travesty.
Will be playing
the winner of that. That's just an absolute travesty because everybody in that Pacific Division, the leader of the Pacific Division, wouldn't have been in third place in the Central.
And it literally sounds like Gary Bettman is the only one that is in love with this situation. And everybody else hates it.
And it's such a quick fix. It's just go based off the standings.
Yeah,
and
1-8.
Yes.
Just do it. It's so dumb.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, I have actually said like the NBA should reseed after every round.
I mean, the NFL does that. Does it? Do they not? Do they not? No, they don't reseed. Why do they not do that? If you're the one seed, you deserve the easiest route to the Super Bowl,
and you want potentially to have your best game be your conference championship game.
Yeah. I think the NFL is fine. Like one seed already gets their bye week, and it makes it a lot easier to get there. But the hockey one is screwed up, and you know the NBA. The play-in games and all that kind of stuff.
The play-in games, I mean, Miami kind of changed the tune a little bit because Miami did go to the championship being a play-in game. But obviously we know that the Eastern Conference that year was really rough because there was a lot of key injuries to guys. So
The playoff games are good in theory.
The play-in?
Yeah. They're good in theory, but bad in execution because now, like, the Clippers who made the playoffs, they can be like, oh, yeah, we made the playoffs, like, and can be used.
Well, Clippers lost, actually.
Technically, a play-in game is making the playoffs now. So you get an ownership that's like, well, we made the playoffs, like, we don't need to change a whole lot. Then it's the same crap every single year. And then, you know, you're adding, I think, more teams that are going to be tanking to try and avoid that. Like, I know Chicago Bulls fans were so happy that they missed the play-in because their chances of a top-four pick went
up
drastically.
Well, and your chances of actually doing anything if you're a play-in team. Again, the Miami Heat one's a weird outlier.
Here's been my thought about the NBA, and I think it would make it way more interesting, is they start, what, like September, right? Play through December, and then create a huge tournament. Like, all the teams are in. The top seed plays the bottom seed all the way through. You go to a loser's bracket. You play that loser's bracket out. You play the winner's bracket out for the championship, obviously. You play the loser bracket out, and the winner of that loser bracket is going to get the first pick of the draft.
That's not far from my thought. Now, I still like the way that, yes, they could shorten the season a little bit. They could go down to like 72 games. But I do think that there should be an end-of-season tournament for all the teams that didn't get in, and they should play for the number one pick.
When is the NBA the best? It's when they're playing series and they start to get angry with the other players on the other team, and then you get that feistiness to start to come out.
That's how the NBA should change their entire structure where they just do a series.
If you're playing more series, then you're going to get that animosity.
That would actually be pretty cool.
But the thing that I don't love about that is, like, you take, like, the Lakers right now, if they were in a part of that series and they on the winner side and they lost and they get into the loser side of the bracket, and then you get Luka and it was Austin Reeves. You get them both back, and then you go win the loser's bracket, and then you've got the number one overall pick, and you're like, well, you should have been a playoff team because you had one bad injury at that time. I can poke holes in a lot of it. I agree. You need to try and find a way to get more venom into the regular season, and the series is a great way of doing it. The other portion is there are teams in the NBA that are legitimately that bad. So you put them in a tournament to get the number one overall pick, and they can't win any of those. They're just going to forever be bad.
And maybe, you know, I'm just kind of spitballing here, but you get into that loser's bracket if you win that first round. Maybe that puts you into a spot where you're going to play for middle picks, and then the losers of the first two series, then they go into this double loser bracket where they're playing for
double loser bracket.
Yeah, like the super loser bracket.
Mike started selling Adam Silver over there. It's overcomplicated. Yeah.
If he can still be commissioner. How long you can? Don't ask him that.
That's sexist if you do ask him. Speaking of the WNBA, we've got a clip of the day coming up at 1 o'clock. Very, very interesting dynamic going on with two players on one team, and there were questions asked about this, and we'll get to that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Also, David Roddy's going to join us at the bottom of the 1 o'clock hour. Looking forward to catching up with my guy. I hope he's a future Nugget. I hope he can, you know, get something done next year, and then he can actually be eligible to play. I mean, it would be fun to see if he had an opportunity to play in the playoffs.
I don't know what else he would need to do. I mean, he turned heads when he got time with the Nuggets.
If he didn't play in those last two games, I don't think the Nuggets are the 3 seed.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on that.
To see it. 49 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Four Saturdays, four code words, one big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman, Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. We've kind of had just like a fun, you know, goof around type of day.
Fun day.
It's kind of a Friday fun day with you guys. So I appreciate you jumping in, hanging out with us.
I just come in to visit and end up on the...
You end up on the show?
Yeah.
And we get to talk about Michael's...
Generally how it works.
Apparently, Michael never sent the movie email, so that's why I didn't get it.
Whoops.
Yep. I think what I did was I was going to make it a little more expansive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, was given some work to do.
He's the Adam Silver of the whole show. He's overcomplicating.
He's the
movie review
co-host of the whole show.
He's a board op.
He's no. Co-host. He's like a producer when he does Wine at Nine for us. He's your co-host.
He's a board op is what he does. All right, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, David Roddy's going to join the show. Also, a clip of the day right after this. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.